Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studio is Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing super. Happy to be here today. It's always a fun day to start it off this way.
You know, it really is. It's beautiful out there. It's a little chilly, but I've loved yesterday and today. It's going to be beautiful.
It's so nice about noon when it's the peak of the day. It's just great. Still drive around with your windows down, but it's cold in the morning and at night.
It definitely is. And, you know, I keep thinking I need a plan and get with my son and figure out what he wants to be for Halloween because it's coming up, but I might have to plan something that he's got to bundle up underneath his costume.
Yeah, I would plan for it being cold this year. I think it's going to be, but this is my favorite time of the year. I love Halloween.
Same. Absolutely love it. And you know, when it does come to planning Halloween costumes and making sure that your kiddo loves what they're wearing, you still have to consider being safe at the same exact time. You don't want things that are going to be dragging, that can get caught up on things. You want to make sure that they're safe and comfortable.
You know, when the little ones are on the prowl, make sure you do just a few little things. One of them is a responsible adult should accompany young children on their neighborhood rounds. So make sure you have a responsible adult or one of the older kids or somebody with your little ones when they're out. If your older children are going alone, plan a route and review that route to make sure it's acceptable to you. And one of the things you look for when you're planning a route is the less times they have to cross the street, the better. So if they can go up one side and down the other, that's always better than hopping back and forth in front of traffic. Agree on a specific time that the children should be home and teach your children to never enter a stranger's home or car. Instruct children to travel only in familiar, well-lit areas and stick with their friends. And tell your kids not to eat any treats until they return home. You want to make sure you review all the treats. If it's been opened, you'll have a whole pillowcase full. Throw the stuff away that's questionable. Don't take chances on it. And children and adults are reminded to put electronic devices down. Keep your heads up, walk, don't run, and careful when you cross a street. And motorists should watch for children walking on the roadways, medians, and curbs. Enter and exit driveways and alleys carefully because the kids are going to be in those areas. And at twilight and late evening, watch for children in dark clothing and discourage new and experienced drivers from even going out on Halloween night and driving around. If your kid's just learning to drive, just keep them home with you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely a time that every ounce of concentration is needed.
And we'll be out. Sheriff's office likes to come out every year. We'll be in the heavily hit areas. We usually go up into Castle Heights area and Westwood. I think we'll have one out in Wellington. We might have one up in Helper, maybe up in the subdivision up there on Rhinos. If you see us, we'll have candy with us. We want to be festive and celebrate with the kids. Just make sure they don't run across the street to us. We'll get to you.
Oh, for sure. And you know, think about going, it's always this huge mad dash to the bigger areas like Westwood, and think about going to other areas that aren't as crowded. And I'll tell you what, my experience is if I go to the smaller areas, we go through all of Spring Glen. I mean, you get a lot of candy from those houses because they're not expecting very many, so they give it away.
The hidden gems, they call themselves. And, you know, I was just told this about Wellington as well. You know, the town of Wellington doesn't get hit very hard, but they're ready. They want people to be there. Spring Glen, Kenilworth, Carbonville, all these areas that there'll be people in, and they'll be good areas to hit for Halloween.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and check your kids' candy. I have yet to have... My son's been trick-or-treating for, 9 years now, and he is, every single Reese peanut butter cup he's ever received is poisonous. Every single one. I don't know what's going on, you know, but I have to eat them all to make sure.
I've noticed that with Almond Joys. My kids through the years never got an Almond Joy for Halloween. They just never did. There's always something wrong with them. There's an almond in it, I think.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
So I usually eat them, and I'm okay, but I didn't want the kids to take the chance.
Yeah, that's same with me. Peanut butter cups, they're always bad. So make sure to give away plenty of them, parents, folks, adults.
Especially to your kids.
Yeah. When my son comes, load him up with the Reese peanut butter cups. He knows that they're poisonous, but I've got his back. Yeah. I take care of him.
Well, you're immune to it. It's an age thing.
It definitely is, yeah. I take care of him. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. Just want to tell everyone that's going out in the field this weekend, good luck in the field, but be safe with your guns and you know, enjoy time with family and friends. This is a good time of year.
For sure. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.